Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised.
Your case about
today, we are going to talk about the Lizard Man of South Carolina. Today, we are going to Bishopville, South Carolina, specifically the Scape or Swamp.
This sounds like it's Mothman's first cousin,
kind of. This is summer 1988, so a little more recent than you would think. A young man is chased by a reptilian creature. Then teenager Christopher Davis stopped on his way home from work and his shift at McDonald's to fix a flat tire on his car. So he gets out. I want you to just picture this. It's nighttime. He gets out. He's checking out his tire on his car and he hears in the distance two bare feet just smacking pavement.
Oh, God.
Running towards him. He's like, what the hell? So he looks out and he sees something that he describes as 7 feet tall, scaly, three toes on each foot with red eyes and a green complexion, barreling towards him on two legs.
I Googled it and he's muscular too. He's That's scary looking.
And so he's like, oh, no. He jumps back in his car and he goes to take off, flat tire or not. He's getting out of there.
Fuck,
which I don't blame him.
I don't either.
And so as Chris is leaving, the creature rips off his side mirror and dents his roof because it jumps on top of it.
Oh, my God.
So he's scared as hell. He actually reports this incident to the police.
I would, too.
And the police are skeptical at first, but the more they talk to him, the more they're like, I don't know, he might be telling the truth. So much so that they give this boy a polygraph test and he passes it.
Well, you should be able to look at his car and see what happened.
And so the sheriff starts taking this for real. And he starts sending out deputies to go check this out, right? In the coming weeks, residents near Scape or Swamp also reported attacks on their cars.
What does he have against vehicles?
No. I'm like, what? What's happening? There are 12 total witnesses other than Mr. Davis. Some victims claim that their cars were even like chewed up. Like bumpers chewed up, their scrapes all on hoods and stuff. There is also, like, original interviews on YouTube. Like, the video was uploaded 17 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And it's an OG YouTube video.
They were like, people need to know about this.
Yes. And through all of their investigating, deputies actually find three-toed large footprints.
Shut up.
Make plaster casts like Bigfoot. And they are on display in a museum.
I'm immediately going to Google, guys.
So, word gets out, basically. And a radio station in Columbia, South Carolina, go Gamecocks, offered a reward for Lizard Man's capture, totaling $1 million.
I don't know what could have... These are the craziest footprints ever. So, the...
Mm-hmm. Nobody has claimed the reward for Lizard Man, obviously. Now, tragically, our friend Christopher Davis, who was the original sider of the Lizard Man, would be murdered by gun violence in 2009 at the age of 37.
That is super sad.
And also, can we talk about the tragedy that is hardly any of the articles about his death cite his death? They all talk about Lizard Man. I mean, he was a person too. Yeah. So what the hell, y'all? Just wanted to throw that in there because I think that Chris Davis deserves a little recognition that he was also a person and this wasn't the only thing that he did with his life, okay?
Right.
Anyway. The Lizard Man is now Bishopville's claim to fame. The Friends of Lizard Man Committee was formed in 2019. Shortly after, they had their first Lizard Man stomp, which is like a festival. The whole town comes out.
I love that.
Think Mothman Festival. Yeah. You know, in 2022. And then they added the parade in 2023, and it's still going strong, getting bigger every year.
I love that.
So that is the tale of the Lizard Man from Bishopville, South Carolina. And I don't know, I guess he just quit attacking stuff after that? I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, bumpers are plastic now.
That is true. That is true.
So maybe he has like a metal thing.
Yeah. And if you watch this YouTube video that I was talking about, which we can link it, there's a lady on there that was like, yeah, I come out here to feed my cats every day, and ever since the Lizard Man came and attacked my car, which, by the way, they now have a license plate, it's on this video, on this car that says Lizard Man's car, she's, yeah, there's about 7 cats missing that we ain't seen since the Lizard Man showed up.
No.
So I don't know, is he eating cats? What is happening?
I hope they're just scared of him and hiding.
I hope so. But I don't know. I just don't know.
You know, that's real wide palette of cats and cars, you know?
Cats and cars. But like you said, like, what is your beef with cars?
Yeah,
I wonder if one hit him or something. And now he's like on site every car that I find.
I guess so. He's like a blue car, man. I don't know if it was blue. I just made that up. But those footprints, I sat here and Googled it. Those are wild. That's not even like flipper looking. That's weird.
To have multiple, like over a dozen people.
Right.
Seeing this thing or dealing with the aftermath of it. Hell, there's a pilot on there that was like, yeah. So we got to the end of the runway and it's like, you either gonna take off and fly or you gonna crash in some trees. And he said, about the time we lifted off the ground, this something had to been 7-8 feet tall, ran across the runway and it turned its head up and looked at me and I looked at it and then kept on flying.
I mean, I have no reason to believe the Lizard Man is not real.
He seems very real to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's like Bigfoot. I've never seen a Bigfoot and I've never not seen a Bigfoot, right. So why wouldn't?
Exactly.
Why not?
Who knows?
Anyway, well, I rest in peace, Mr. Davis, and thank you for telling us about the Lizard Man because we wouldn't have known. And I know he had to be tripped the fuck out just then.
And it ripped off my damn mirror when I already got a flat, insult to injury.
Yeah. And you couldn't just get on eBay back then and get a new mirror. That would be like a whole process. And what is your insurance company going to say whenever you're like, yeah, Lizard Man got my mirror?
Bro, I'm on the way home from work at McDonald's. You know they don't pay me shit.
Literally. So, well.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it was mad he didn't bring him a McDouble.
Maybe. Could be. I can't imagine how fucking terrifying that would be, though.
I mean, I would shit myself. Something 7 foot tall is just smacking feet on pavement. Are you kidding me? No.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Get me out of here. So, all right. Well, tell us what you think about the Lizard Man, guys. Randa's new boyfriend.
Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.